Peter Greenberg is the travel expert. You hear him weekends on WGN Radio. Peter, welcome back. How are you?
I'm hanging in, still in the bunker here in New York City, week 10, and still counting.
You have not traveled since COVID-19?
I have not, but we're getting ready to. A number of projects that we're doing are suddenly becoming realistically possible, so we're getting ready.
Do I have this correct? I listen to your show this weekend. I hear it almost every weekend. It's terrific, very entertaining, but also very helpful. If I cancel a trip on my airline or on my cruise ship, then I may not get the full refund. If they cancel it, then it's on them, and therefore they have to reimburse me fully or give me a full credit. Generally, that's correct, right?
Well, it's certainly correct on the airline situation. Under the U.S. Department of Transportation rule, which has been there for quite some time, if the airline cancels your flight, and let me even be more specific, a lot of airlines are letting their customers know, oh, listen, we put you on another flight that's leaving 5 hours later. Guess what? That means they've canceled your original flight. And anytime they cancel it, no matter what price you paid for your ticket, unless you cancel it first, but if they cancel it first, then you're entitled to a full refund back to the original form of payment, even if it was a non-refundable ticket. Cruise lines is a different animal. But for the airlines, those are the rules.
Can you expand a little on cruise lines then?
Sure. Every cruise line changed their policies every 48 hours starting in March because there was such negative backlash on what they were doing. You know, before the pandemic, cruise line refund policies were draconian at best. You know, if you canceled your cruise even as far out as 60 days before the cruise, you were either subjected to a financial penalty or you lost all your money. That was not going to fly during the pandemic. So the cruise lines tried to offer vouchers or, you know, even 125% value of the voucher of what you originally paid for your cruise going two years ahead. But that was still making you loan money at no interest to the cruise lines. Not exactly what you had in mind. And as many of my listeners responded, I can't pay my rent with a voucher. So many, many cruise lines now have loosened the strings a little bit and the restrictions, and a number of them are now offering refunds. Not all of them, but a number of them are, and that's at least some progress.
What if I don't want to take the cruise? What if I don't want to take the flight to Boston? Say it's just a domestic air travel, and I bought a ticket in advance, in advance, but now I don't care that you guys are flying. I'd have no interest in being on that plane. So they're not going to cancel the flight. I have to now, and now I'm out. I may be out. Are they accommodating me in that situation?
No, and I understand why. I mean, in fairness to the airlines, it's a contract that you signed when you bought the ticket.
I signed that contract before there was a pandemic. Sorry.
Right, but here's the issue. That's why they have travel insurance. Now, most travel insurance policies will not tell you on page one of their website that they have an exclusion in the policy language that they're not covering you if there's a pandemic. But there is one insurance policy that people can buy. It's a CFAR, cancel for any reason. And the good news is that's what it means. You can, like, I just don't want to go. You can cancel. Now, that's the good news. The somewhat bad news is you're not going to get 100% back. You'll get about 75% back of what you paid.
And by the way, I didn't pay for that when I bought the ticket a year ago because I didn't know there was going to be a pandemic.
Well, wait a second. In fairness, if you're buying a $59 ticket on Southwest, why are you going to insure it at all? But if you've got a $3,000 cruise or even more expensive, or you bought a serious package with a tour operator, why wouldn't you buy that insurance?
I was under the hopes that you were going to say, yes, John, that's a reasonable request,
John,
on your part in these crazy times, and they are going to give you your money back. You're not saying that.
No, I'm not. But what I am saying is what we've learned through this is that there's an opportunity there for insurance companies to do something good for a change and rewrite policies, even at a higher premium, so that we're not stuck with fine print that we can't even understand, so that people know that what they're buying really is peace of mind, that if they can't go or don't want to go, or we have this unforeseen circumstance, that they're going to get their money back.
When this crisis first broke, though, I was hearing from several listeners. We were all wondering, should I cancel my trip, my vacation, my cruise, my flight, my resort? And a lot of them were telling me that the airlines were refunding their money.
They were for about 8 minutes. And then all of a sudden, when we talk about refunds, Delta Airlines right now has, just to give you an idea of the numbers here, Of the tickets they refunded, that's $1.2 billion in refunds.
Yeah.
So we're talking a lot of money at a time when the airlines just didn't have it.
Bill had a question for you. You're on WGN. Bill, how can we help you?
Howdy. I was supposed to go to Nova Scotia leaving Saturday, and the resort had canceled, so I tried to cancel my airline, and they changed my departure time from Chicago to Toronto, then Toronto to Halifax. And then on a return flight from Halifax to Toronto, you know, I'm landing in Toronto like at 5 o'clock in the evening, but my flight out of Toronto to Chicago is 2 o'clock that afternoon.
Right.
And they won't cancel the flight.
Well, it wouldn't matter. The connection shouldn't even matter.
No. Let me help you out. It doesn't matter about your return flight. They've essentially, by rescheduling your outbound flight, they've canceled it. So you are entitled to a full refund. Now, is the airline Air Canada?
Yes.
Okay, now we have a problem. Because Air Canada,
sorry,
I'm going to tell you.
I didn't laugh.
Air Canada is playing games. They're hiding behind a Canadian rule that has actually been taken to the courts in Canada and affirmed in their favor that says that they can only offer you a voucher. They don't have to give you a refund. However, by flying into the United States, by your departing flight leaving from the U.S., they are actually governed by U.S. rules under the U.S. DOT, which means any airline flying to or from the United States or through the United States, so that means including international airlines, if they cancel the flight, which they've done in your case by rescheduling it, they have to give you a refund. So in the instance of Canada, though, it may be a while before you get it because they're going to go through the court system.
Thanks.
Now you need to know what's going on.
I hope that helps, Bill, and good luck to you on that. But if my resort is canceled and the airline hasn't, well, I got nowhere to go. What am I going to do? Go get a sandwich and come back?
But remember, you didn't buy that in a package. You bought the tickets individually.
I know that. But I mean, so I just got to sit there and eat the ticket then, right?
No, you don't. No, in this situation, he's going to prevail. It's just going to take him a while.
I know in his case, but say my resort was domestic. I'm just talking about domestic travel. Say
sure.
I was going to go visit my brother in Colorado, and we were going to go golf at a resort, and now the thing has been canceled because the resort's not open. I've got that airplane ticket. This is just a hypothetical, but I think there's these people out there. In those instances, if you want to, you don't want to travel, but that flight is still scheduled, then you don't get your money back.
They're going to probably give you a voucher, which you can use. By the way, those vouchers are transferable. So that's another good thing here. It doesn't have no value. It has value. But the point is you're not going to get a refund if you're the one canceling. Correct.
Laura, you're on WGN Radio with Peter Greenberg. Go ahead, Laura. What's your question?
Yeah, hi. We have tickets to fly to Italy direct from O'Hare into Rome and Venice back to O'Hare in October. When I go on the website, I'm not seeing that flight. However, I am seeing connecting flights from O'Hare through Heathrow. When I called American, they said, no worries. Our flight was still a valid flight, but they just can't post it because Italy is closed for U.S. travel. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is accurate, and they will post that flight. Italy is going to open. It'll be probably one of the first countries to open in Europe. It'll open first to other European travelers in the EU, and they want to get it open for the summer. So if you're talking about an October flight, there's an 80% chance that American's going to operate that flight. And the other 20%, they may actually reschedule the flight through another city, which gives you an opportunity to cancel once they cancel. But the point is, their answer to you is an accurate answer right now.
Laura, good luck to you. I'm out of time. Peter Greenberg's Eye on Travel is heard on WGN Radio Saturdays at 4 p.m. I don't know where you are Saturdays at 4 p.m. Put that on your calendar. It's stuff like this. It's very helpful and entertaining, too. Okay, Peter, well done. We'll visit again.
You got it, John.
Yeah, appreciate your help.